Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I would like to bring your attention to the dire condition of Sindhis in Pakistan, in particularly concerning the recent flooding in Sindh was the most affected area. Pakistan government claims that the floods are the result of climate change, but however, experts have proved that disaster resulted from pure negligence of the Pakistani state and its bureaucracy. It has been over 3 months now. People in Sindh still have not received adequate shelter or necessary health care. In these circumstances, it's still Pakistani military is busy buying military equipment rather than helping their own people. Challenges faced by Sindhis are not only limited to human-made disaster, land grabbing, demolition of thousands of indigenous villages, but the rights of extremism supported by Pakistani military is very high. Hundreds of Sindhi Hindu and Christian girls are kidnapped, forced into Muslim marriages yearly. Sindhi Hindus are most likely to face blasphemy charges. Police detained a Sindhi Hindu man, Professor Nota Lal, in September 29. He was falsely accused of blasphemy by a student. He was sentenced 25 years in prison this year, despite the student retracting his accusation. In addition to the systematic violence, Sindhis face enforced disappearances of their political activists. Since 2010, more than 1,200 Sindhi political activists have missing. I urge the international community to put pressure on Pakistan that the international aid should go to the most affected people of Sindh. Bring all enforced disappeared political activists to the justice and whereabout. Abolish all blasphemy laws in Pakistan and free Professor Nothan Lal. Stopping the forced conversion of practice of underage Sindhi girls. Finally, I urge the international community to support Sindhis in their struggle for their right of self-determination. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.